സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. ഓം. ചാപ്റ്റർ 18 വേഴ്സ് 36. സുഖം ത്വിദാനീം ത്രിവിധം ശൃണു മേ ഭരതർഷഭ അഭ്യാസാദ്രമതേ യത്ര ദുഃഖാന്തം ജനി ഗച്ഛതി. Lord Krishna giving a bonus topic, even though Arjuna has not asked the topics about the performer, the doer or karta, and the karma performed by the doer, and with what knowledge he performs, that is jnanam, and with what buddhi he performs, and with what willpower he performs. At three levels Lord Krishna discussing: sattvika, rajasa, tamasa. Each topic from three levels. This I consider is a very important topic, because everyone's life is riddled with കർത്ത, കർമ്മ, ജ്ഞാനം, ബുദ്ധി, ധൃതി, സുഖം. None of us are free from any one of this factor. None of us free from this any one of the factor. Because we are all performers, kartas. We are all doing karmas. And we are all doing with some knowledge, jnanam. And we all of us using our intellect. Bhagavan thinking we have intellect because I have given to them, they are using with buddhi. And we are all doing with some effort, willpower. And we are all working for sukham. Which topic you can delete, tell me now. So our life is intertwined with all these things. Once my life is depending upon all these factors, I have to take care of each and every factor, all this. As a doer I am, as a knowledgeable person I am, as I am choosing an action to do, as I am using my willpower, as I am seeking for happiness. So there is a necessity of getting clarity about all these ideas. There is a necessity of getting clarity. What clarity Lord Krishna wants to give? If all these factors are predominantly tamasic, a tamasic karta, tamasic karma, tamasic jnanam, tamasic buddhi, tamasic dhruti, that person life is miserable. That person will never grow materialistically, spiritually. No prosperity, either spiritual level nor material, worldly level also. That person's life is mere waste. No purpose, no meaningful. While the routine also, life is waste, vain, futile. It is as good as animals' birth, because they cannot use free will. They cannot choose like us. They cannot have any goals in their life like us. If a person lives like a tamasic person, full of tamasic nature, what is much difference between animals and this person? In spite of having free will, in spite of having buddhi, I am not making use of it. Because of tamasic nature, because of laziness, because of negligence, because of ignorance. What is the difference between other species and this person? Therefore, Lord Krishna says, Arjuna, may you not be tamasic. May you not be tamasic. These are all the disadvantages of tamasic nature. Even though they are all having all these six faculties, everybody is having. Even the dullest, wittest person also having. But unless I know these factors are there, if I don't have clarity, they are as good as non-existent. If I have lot of money, treasure, I belong to so rich family, I have a lot of richness, but I do not know that richness, the treasure, what I have. It is as good as not existent. I am poor person only, in spite of that richness. When I am rich, when I know that I have this much, I can make use of it. Similarly, this richness, why I am not knowing? There is a necessity to know the richness given by the Lord. It's my privilege. Not just knowing, my privilege, great privilege is when I implement, when I make use of them in full extent. Rajasic person also make use of that karta, karma, buddhi, dhriti, jnanam, he also uses. But the rajasic nature person, totally focusing the mind on only materialistic growth, worldly prosperity. Which prosperity, which growth cannot be total or complete because it doesn't have that peace, happiness, security. Therefore, Lord Krishna says, rajasic way of living, making use of all these factors as a karta, karma, I am doing karma, I am using buddhi and willpower I am using, I am buddhi I am using, but something wrong with that rajasic person. Hyperactive, do not know how much to use, where to put stop, full stop. That is another greatest, biggest drawback. A pole vaulter, when he uses the pole, using the pole and jump other side, drop the pole. These rajasic people, they use the pole. Tamasic person will not use the pole. Just like a person, who is tamasic person? How to know? Long jump, high jump. Or high jump, there is a support taking pole vault. And the pole, you take support and go up and jump, leave the pole. This person is called pole vaulter. Using the pole and jumping other side. Tamasic person is like this. He never used the pole. He don't want to jump other side because lazy. He don't want to get gold medal. He don't want to make use of his life meaningful, purposeful. So tamasic person, rajasic person is like this, making use of this pole and go up, but he never looked that side. What for I have come up by using this pole vault? What for I have come? Making use of that pole, using, what will happen after some time? If he won't leave the pole, he will fall. Not the other side, only this side. Unless this person is not having that thought, fraction of seconds, I am going with this pole to jump other side to get the gold medal. And the thought, fraction of seconds, he forgets, over. What? Life is over. That chance won't come again. Gold medal lost and he loses its back also. Because he went up all the way. Rajasic person is like that. Working for materialistic prosperity, this is called ladder. Status quo. Corporate ladder. And they put like nichana madri, ladder madri, they put how much you are growing. Growing. Corporate ladder, pole, goes up. never look for spirituality, life purpose, life mission, assignment with God, never remember. Thinking, working only for materialistic prosperity, family, profession, possession, body, mind, only anatma na nirpa. Sattvic person is one, making use of the pole, not staying only materialistically, making use of materialistic life, how much he or she needs, intelligently leave the pole, leave the anatma. Leaving anatma means don't depend upon profession, possession, family, body, mind, 100%. Make use of them, grow out of them, come out of them, come to spirituality. What for I am born? 84 lakhs of species. I am born as human being. Why? There is some purpose. Sattvic person is one who recognizes the purpose of life, the goal of life, and leave the pole, ardha, kama, dharma, leave all of them, come to moksha, goal, gold medal, moksha. But for that we have to work hard. We have to work hard. Physically, mentally, intellectually, we have to put effort. Just like that it cannot come. Just like that anything cannot come anywhere in the world to anyone. Yes? Just like that nothing can come to anyone at any place, at any time. We have to put effort. We have to put effort. Hey Arjuna, convert yourself from tamasic to rajasic to sattvic. Sattvic predominant life. It doesn't mean there should not be any tamoguna, totally nil, we should don't say. Tamoguna is required, where to sleep, when to sleep, we should know. Tamoguna is not there totally. It is harmful to the body. Sleep comes because of tamoguna. Therefore, little tamoguna is required. But we should know where to utilize that carefully. Otherwise, there is a problem. Rajoguna also, we need activity. You be sattvic means, it doesn't mean we should not have rajasic nature, tamasic nature totally. It's not, that is not the meaning. You can have rajoguna, tamoguna. You cannot escape totally, first of all. You will be having little bit. But you should know the ratio, balance, that is in your hand. That is in your hand. That's why when child is growing, Rajavat Panchavarshani, for up to 5 years, the child has to be taken care of like Raja, Rani, golden spoon, Kanna, 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 feeding, you know. So care, Rajavat, you know, flowers, like, you know, you are to carrying the baby, so care. Dasavat Deshavarshani, from 5th year over, 6th year onwards up to 15th year, Dasavat, make the children command, control, discipline. That is the time when you can discipline them. Spare the rod, spoil the child and chalwa. Okay, if you make use of rod too much also harmful, if you don't use also harmful. Threaten, hiss but don't bite. Hissing is important. Parents should take care of Dasavat Dashavarshani. After 16th year, Agate Shodashe Varshe, you cannot control your children after 15 years. You have no right to talk because they have already taller than you. You have to look at your children like this. Because they are grown up, adults. Agate Shodashe Varshe Putram Mitravad Acharet. Consider your daughter or son like a friend. Now, parents have to discipline, control, organize the children. What age, tell me? Only 10 years is in their hands. Only 10 years. After 10 years, what is their life depending upon these 10 years? 5th, 6th year to 15th year, whatever you give, you sow the seed in them, the culture, the values, the disciplines. All of them determine their rest of the life. So, Purumaya, 10 years you have to train them. They are all born with Swabhava. It is parents' responsibility to take care of them. Slowly they will come to Sattva Guna. That is what 14th chapter we saw. Lord Krishna summarizing that only here. In 17th chapter also we saw. The 18th chapter he is summarizing. Last and final topic, Sukham topic, Lord Krishna introducing in this verse 36th, which I have introduced in the last class. Sukham tu idanim trividham. There are three types of Sukham. For whom? For this Karta, who is doing karma, using his buddhi to get jnanam, using his free will to get jnanam. All these meant for Sukham. You have to remember the same person, either Tamasik or Sattvik or Rajasik. Let us go to Sattvik person first. In 37, Lord Krishna introduced that. Hey Arjuna, 36 we are to complete. Shrunu me, me Bharata Rishabha, Shrunu, Idanim, Trividham Sukham Shrunu. Here Shrunu, already Arjuna is listening. Already Arjuna is listening. Why Lord Krishna is asking Shrunu, listen, may you listen? That means I am going to complete the topic. I am going to conclude this topic of Karta, Karma, Jnanam, Dhruti, Buddhi along with the Sukham topic. Listen carefully, attentively, without any distraction in your mind. That Shrunu is a lot. Madhyama Purusha Eka Vachanam. Tvam Shrunu. May you listen attentively with one-pointed mind. Don't take it as granted, Arjuna. I consider this is very important. Shrunu. Shrunu Annanartham. Lord Krishna emphasizing on this topic. Whole world is working for Sukham. Whole world, entire humanity, entire species world working for Sukham, comfort, happiness. How to get it? That they do not know. I will tell you, Arjuna, listen, what is real Sukham? How it comes? And what is not real Sukham? How it comes and goes? And what is the Sukham that never comes to some people? I will tell you, listen, Trividham, Vidham Shrunu. May you listen threefold or three types of happiness. May you listen from me, Arjuna. By which Sukham Abhyasat Ramate Yatra. With regard to which happiness, Abhyasat, repeatedly, Ramate, reveling. Ramate means reveling, enjoying, living in that ananda alone again and again by abhyasa, by any sukham, by any music one person loves. Go on and on and on and sambura shruti madri, on and on and on listening. Whatever we like, suppose you like Mysore Pak, you open the dabba and take one Mysore Pak piece in your mouth. You think, why full? Let me take half. You take half and close the dabba. After it goes inside, immediately, what do you do, no? Again you open the dabba and take the little half also. That what you left. Then you feel, let me take one more piece. Why? Abhyasat Ramate. Either music or dance or shopping. You want to buy one thing, you go to the Pandi Bazaar or Ranganath Street. You enter one shop. Then you look at the other shop board also. I think this is also I have to see once you go inside. And afterwards you see 4-5 shops you go and you buy what you have not yet planned and you buy and come. Then next week again Ranganatha Street, Ranganatha Street, Ranganatha Street. That only comes in your mind. Every habit you see like that only. Not only one thing, every sukham, whatever we are getting, abhyasat ramate. By repeated practice, repeatedly enjoying, reveling in that, person is happy, sukham. For one person, one object, one way, different ways they are getting sukham. They are happy, that's all. For you it is not so, but for them it is so happy. An alcoholic person who is drinking, ramate, ram la ramate, within ram he ramate, so happy. But you think how this person enjoying, he is enjoying. A chain smoker enjoys smoking. Another person doing wrong things, wrong habits, drugs and all, people are, they are thinking we are intelligent people enjoying in this world. These people, ordinary people, do not know how to enjoy. Who think? These drug addicted people think they are happy in the world. But how they are enjoying, how that happiness coming, they never bother. That is why I want to talk about 3 types of sukham. Arjuna, listen. Sukham has got different ways, different facets, from different sources it comes, and different ways it gives, in the beginning, in the middle, at the end. Your sukham is in the beginning or in the middle or in the end, that also you have to see. Agre, antimam, madhye, sukham continues or not. 8 o'clock agre starts, 8:30 it will be there or not, you have to see. 9 o'clock it disappears or retains our sukham. Adi paakano. Whether it continues or not, that is also you have to see. Time duration, your comfort, sukham and all, time duration also you have to see. Therefore I have to talk a lot, Arjuna, about this sukham. For which sukham world is running after. Very, very beautiful observation of Lord Krishna about sukham. That's why let us understand what is sukham. Yatra abhyasat ramate. When sukham comes, what will happen? Dukkhantam nigachati. Dukkha will go away. What is the definition of sukham? Definition of sukham? Nothing. End of sorrow is definition of sukham. Sukham is equal to end of sorrow. That's all. Enna periya definition. End of sorrow is called sukham. When your sorrow ends, when your sorrow ends, that is called sukham. That sukham is of 3 types. For drug addiction person also, dukkham ends because he was so much depressed, so anxious, so frustrated, so much turbulent mind, tucked on the, if you, he has taken the drug, dukkha ends. For a moment he forgets. He goes to samadhi. Samadhi avastha. All drug, ganja, opium and all, who are all taking, they are not in this world. They are beyond the world. They are thinking we are in the heaven. We are all enjoying, reveling, they are thinking. You know where they are going? Dukkham ends, but it ends somewhere. Dukkhantam nigachyati Arjuna. For every person happiness comes, because youngsters nowadays they are arguing, I am happy, I wear this dress, I am happy, this is sukham for me. Dukkhantam nigachyati, because I am so happy. My dukkha has gone because I am wearing what dress I want. Irukave irukada dress. Edho irukum. Irukra maadhiri irukum. Dress. Enakku romba aanandam vanna. Dukkam pochi aanandam vandaachu. Yaarukku avanukku vandaachu. Ellarku dukkam vandaachu. All other people are having sorrow because of this person's dress. என்ன பண்றது? ஸோ துக்கம் கோஸ், பட் யூ ஆர் கிவிங் துக்கம் டு அதர் பீப்புள். லெட் அஸ் அனலைஸ் நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகம். எத்ததக்ரே விஷமிவ பரிணாமே மிருதோபமம் தத் சுகம் சாத்விகம் ப்ரோக்தம் ஆத்ம புத்தி பிரசாதஜம். தேர்ட்டி சிக்ஸ் அண்ட் தேர்ட்டி செவன் வீ கேன் ரீட் டுகெதர். ஆக்சுவலி யத் தத் யத் அக்ரே விஷம் இவ, அக்ரே மீன்ஸ் ஆரம்ப காலே, வென் யூ ஸ்டார்ட் சம்திங் டு டூ சம் கர்ம, யூ ஆர் டூயிங் கர்த்தா, யூ ஆர் த டூவர், கர்த்தா டூயிங் சம் கர்ம வித் சம் இன்டலெக்ட், சம் நாலெட்ஜ் ஞானம், அண்ட் வித் வில் பவர் யூ ஆர் டூயிங். பட் தட் ஆரம்ப டைம் இட் செல்ஃப் தெர் இஸ் லாட் ஆஃப் பெயின். விஷம் இவ, ஹவு விஷம் கிவ்ஸ் பெயின், தட் மச் பெயின், லைக் தட் பெயின் கம்ஸ் டு திஸ் பர்சன். ஃபார் எக்ஸாம்பிள், வென் யூ வாண்ட் டு டூ மெடிடேஷன், சிட்டிங் பெயின்ஃபுல். விஷம் இவ, இப்போ தான் ஸ்டார்ட் பண்ணிட்டேன் சுவாமி மெடிடேஷன், பேக் பெயின், நீ பெயின் இஸ் கம்மிங். விஷம் இவா. ஈவன் பூஜா ஆல்சோ, ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டு டூ பூஜா கண்டிஷன் இஸ் டேக் பாத். ஐ ஹாவ் டு டேக் பாத், அண்ட் டு டேக் பாத் ஐ ஹாவ் டு வாஷ் மை ஃபேஸ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட். ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் ஐ ஹாவ் டு டூ ஒன் பை ஒன், ஒன் பை ஒன், ஒன் பை ஒன், கொஞ்சம் பெயின்ஃபுல். ஃபார் தட் ஐ ஹாவ் டு கோ அண்ட் டூ திஸ் அண்ட் கெட் தட் திஸ் அண்ட் ஆல். There is some pain, some abhyasa when you want to do. Now Navaratri Kolu, taking all bommai from inside and the laughter, big job, painful. Then after bringing them, arranging them, painful, back pain. Ethana perku back pain vandirukku enakku theriyum. By keeping bommala kolu, it is painful. And daily this wife has to do some prasadam. Sundal, ஒரு நாள் ஒரு ஒரு சுண்டல் டைப்பு. எவ்வரிடே பிரசாதம், பிரசாதம் ப்ரிப்பேரிங் அண்ட் காலிங் அதர்ஸ், அண்ட் ஐ ஹாவ் டு கோ, இஃப் ஐ டோன்ட் கோ தே வோன்ட் கம், தேர் ஃபோர் திஸ் பர்சன் ஹேஸ் டு கோ தேர், அண்ட் ஒய்ஃப் அண்ட் ஹஸ்பண்ட் ஹேஸ் டு கோ டுகெதர் வித் சில்ட்ரன், அண்ட் தே கம் ஹியர், அண்ட் ஐ ஹாவ் டு ஹேண்டில் தெம், ஐ ஹாவ் டு கிவ் டு தெம். ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் ஸ்ட்ரென்யூஸ், நாட் ஸோ ஈஸி. They come, hi, 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 how are you? Sanju koja paata paadi pova. But analu, today I have to remove again. Anna, ammo nilichale kashtam. But by doing that, it is a vratam. It is like a nombu. It is a discipline. It is a type of austerity. 9 days discipline. But the phalam, what? I am going to get is enormous phalam. While starting pain, all the days pain, 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 but the chitta shuddhi, the phalam, it comes enormous phalam. Agre visham iva, but parinami adrishta phalam, that Devi bless on these 9 days if I do aradhana for her. The Devi gives Jnana Shakti, Ichha Shakti, Kriya Shakti to me. Parinami Amrutam Upamam. It is equal to Amrutam. Because Dasara Kulu, just now we have completed, that's why I have given that example. Now you come to real example. Okay, a spiritual seeker who want to get Moksha Amrutam, starting the sadhana, everyday ashtanga yoga, abhyasa, puja, panchamaha, yajnas, sandhya, vandanam, so many disciplines, guru sushrusha, guru seva, matru seva, pitru seva, rishi yajnam, all these when I am doing so much painful. Dhyanam, dharana, samadhi, abhyasa, daily absorption, sitting, japa, mantra japa, all these sadhanas for my spiritual upliftment, whatever they have prescribed, lot of pain is involved. Agre vishameva, sadhana kale vishameva. Very, very difficult practicing. Sitting in the class 1 hour down on the floor. Vishamiva. Swamini, we are also not comfortable in chairs. Vishamiva. Even chair also, the chair sitting people feel sitting down is comfortable, but I cannot sit. Even a kaal thungindi ukkaradhu romba kashtam. Even blood circulation comes only down. After the class, you know, ask them how much heaviness they feel in their legs. They cannot move like you. They have their own difficulty, you have their own difficulty. In the class, all the way we are working for what? Atma jnanam. Sadhana this is. Therefore, finally what comes? Atma buddhi prasadajam. The tranquility of the mind, you get sravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. To come to that level, you have to practice karma yoga, upasana yoga, lot of disciplines, so many vratams, austerities, upavasams you are doing. And coming to the class all the way, finishing your work and coming here studying with so much of difficulties, responsibilities, you are coming and studying. Agre vishamiva, but what phalam you are going to get? Parinamam. The phalam is atma buddhi prasadajam. Atma jnanam. Atma vishaya buddhi. For which buddhi, atma is the vishaya. Our subject matter is what? Brahma satyam jagan mithya jivo brahmaiva naparaha. Aham jiva atma paramatma eva. To attain that jnanam only we are coming and studying Bhagavad Gita. If you get that atma jnanam, prasadajam. Atma vishaya buddhi yasyaha. Atma buddhi tasyaha prasadajam. Because of that atma jnanam, because you have done tremendous karma yoga, upasana yoga, either in this janma or previous janma, you have come all the way listening to shastra and practicing so much shravanam, 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 listening to shastra all the time, you get atma jnanam. What type of ananda that is? Dukkham ends, but this ananda is not born out of vishaya sukha. Atmananda, the prasadajam, that is born out of prasada, puliyodarai. Neethu saaptam illiyo? And the puliyodarai, not born out of any prasadam outside or any. Some students were so happy, prasadam is so nice for me. Romba romba nanna irukkena. But afterwards it is over, no? But not, this is not vishaya indriya janya sukham. Atma buddhi prasadajam is not born happiness. I recognize I am ananda swarupam, atma swarupam. I claim that I am atma which is your ananda. This ananda never ends. It is not born out of any sense pleasure, because this atma ananda need not born from sense pleasure. Because all sense pleasures are surviving because of me, the Atma. This Jnanam. Krishna says, Parinami Amrita Upamam Arjuna. This is Atma Jnanam. Amritam means, don't think Amritam. Okay, again. Atma Ananda is like Amritam. Compared, it is not born out of Indriya Janya Sukham. Parinami Atma buddhi prasadajam vairagyam dvara jnana dharana yama niyama asana pranayama japa tapa. So many disciplines, values, following values. Ishvara bhakti, guru bhakti, pitru bhakti, matru bhakti. Kashtanda taking care of old parents. Agre vishamiva matru devo bhava pitru devo bhava. Enna bhavo, enaku matram bhavanda samsaram anna. Correct da, but you get lot of chitta shuddhi. You are paving the way for moksha. Because shastra injunction you are following. Conducting shraddha karma, if at all it is how to do. Amavasya, amavasya, tarpanam, பித்ருஸ் ஆர் பிளஸ்ஸிங் யூ. கஷ்டம்தான், ஆனாலும் பரிணாமே அமிர்த உபமம், இட் வில் நாட் கோ அவே. வாட் அபவுட் ராஜச சுகம்? இது இது சாத்விக சுகம். தட் சுகம் இஸ் நாட் பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் கான்டாக்ட் பார்ன் சுகம், இட் இஸ் நாட். இட் இஸ் கிளைமிங் மை ஒரிஜினல் ஆனந்த ஸ்வரூபம், ஆத்மானந்த. தட் இஸ் சாத்விக சுகம். தட் அலோன் இஸ் த சுகம், ரியல் சுகம். இட் இஸ் நாட் பார்ன் இன் டைம். வாட் அபவுட் ராஜசிக சுகம்? நவ் ஐ கேரண்டி ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ கெட் சாத்விக சுகம். ஏன் கிருஷ்ணர் சொன்னார், எனக்கு பேக்கப் கிருஷ்ணர் தான். சுவாமி என்ன கேரண்டி கார்டு கொடுக்க முடியுமா? ஆ கொடுப்பேன். எப்படி என்ன? கிருஷ்ணர் சொன்னார், ஐ ஹாவ் சப்போர்ட் ஆஃப் கிருஷ்ணா. ஐ கேரண்டி யூ ஆல் வில் கெட் சாத்விக சுகம். வாட் அபவுட் ராஜசுகம்? வில் டிஸ்கஸ் அபவுட் அதர் பீப்புள், நான் கீதா ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ், வாட் சுகம் தே வில் கெட். 38. விஷயேந்திரிய சம்யோகாத் யத்ர தக்ரே மிருதோபமம் பரிணாமே விஷமிவ தத் சுகம் ராஜசம் ஸ்மிருதம். இந்த அபவ் ஸ்லோகா 37, ஆத்மா புத்தி வேர்ட் இஸ் தேர். ஆத்மா மீன்ஸ் செல்ஃப், புத்தி மீன்ஸ் நாலெட்ஜ். ஆத்மா புத்தி மீன்ஸ் செல்ஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். யுவர் ஆனந்த சாத்விக ஆனந்த ஹுச் இஸ் பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் ஆத்ம ஜானம், பார்ன் அவுட் ஆஃப் விதின் இன்வெர்டெட் காமாஸ், ரியல்லி நாட் பார்ன் ஆஸ் தோ பார்ன். This Rajasika Sukham is this where many people are enjoying, non-Vedantic students enjoying. அப்படி சொல்லணும், non-Vedantic students, non-Gita students, who are all getting this Rajasika Sukham only. Only Gita students, Vedantic students, spiritual seekers who are studying Shastra from the Guru, they only get Sattvika Sukham. I will tell you, they only get Sattvika Sukham. What is Pramanam? Gita is Pramanam. Lord Krishna words are Pramanam, authenticity. All other non-mumukshus, non-Vedantic students get only, they also get Sukham. We don't say they won't get Sukham. They also get Sukham, but Rajasa Sukham. இது சொன்ன உடனே உங்கள் வீட்டில் எல்லாம் ஞாபகம் வருவா உங்களுக்கு. அப்படியெல்லாம் வரக்கூடாது, வேண்டாம். Forget about them. Okay. Therefore, look at them objectively. The whole samsara is only subjectivity. The subjective way of looking at the world is called samsara. Look at the world objectively as they are, then you are free from samsara. Look at the world. Hey Arjuna, in these slokas you have to correlate both of them. Yat tat, yat sukham தத். ஸோ யூ ஹாவ் டு பிரிங் தட் எத்து அத்தியாகாரம் பண்ணணும், அதை வந்து இங்கே கொண்டு வரணும்னு அர்த்தம். எவ்ரி ஸ்லோகா இன் திஸ் தீஸ் த்ரீ ஸ்லோகாஸ், எத்து சுகம் அக்ரே சுகம் விஷமிவ பரிணாமே அமிர்தோபமம் தத்து சுகம், தட் தத்து எத்து கோர் ரிலேட்டிவ்ஸ். எகெயின் இன் திஸ் ஸ்லோகா ஆல்சோ எத்து அக்ரே அமிர்த உபமம், கோயிங் டு ஷாப்பிங் நோ உபமம், ஸோ நைஸ். ஆஹா, பட்டு சாரி வெரி நைஸ், ஃபைவ் ஸ்டார் ஹோட்டல் நைஸ், ஃபுட் ஃப்ரெஷ் நைஸ் ஃபுட். ஹவு மச் அண்ணா? 999 ருபீஸ். என்ன அந்த ஒரு ரூபாய் எதுக்கு கம்மி அண்ணா? வச்சுட்டு வரும், அது வேறே விஷயம். ஆல் தீஸ் டைப் ஆஃப் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட்ஸ், ட்ராவலிங், பையிங் திங்ஸ், என்ஜாயிங் ஹாப்பிலி, காவோ பிவோ மஜா கரோ, தம்மர தம்மன்னா பீப்பிள் கோ ஆன் என்ஜாயிங் என்ஜாயிங் என்ஜாயிங். தட் இஸ் வாட் ஹோல் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் ரன்னிங் ஆஃப்டர். அக்ரே அமிர்தம் 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 அமிர்தம். அண்ட் சம் சில்ட்ரன் நாட் ஆல் சில்ட்ரன், சம் சில்ட்ரன் திங்க் அபவுட் பேரண்ட்ஸ், அம்மா அப்பாக்கு தே டோன்ட் நோ ஹவு டு லிவ் ஹாப்பிலி. they don't know how to live comfortably, as though they know everything. Not only children, even elders also, some like that. This 50-year-old son, think about 90-year-old father. Papa and appaki life lo sukhame theriyadu, ivarku edho theriyara maadhiri. And they never wasted their white paper, even single white paper. They used to wear old chappal. That father, grandfather, wearing old chappal. Middle-aged people, no, konja naal da. Even vandhi varathukku oru vaadu chappal change pannuva. And the madri modern type. No. This is, they think, amrutam. Life we are enjoying. We are enjoying our life. Amrita upamam. You need not get up early morning. You need not do japa, tapa, puja and all. No ashtanga yoga and all. Just like that, whenever I want, I wake up. Whenever I want to take bath, if at all I want to take bath, I will take. That is also doubtful. And whatever dress I want to wear, I wear. However much money I want to spend, I'll spend. I need not care for anyone. I need not answer to anyone. I want to lead my life as I want, happily. Amritam. So amritam. When? Arambhakali. Pariname, after eating, kandadilla saapte. After eating everything, maza, pizza, eating everything, illa hotel la taste paathir varanuma, ivanukku. எல்லா ஹோட்டலில் எப்படி அங்கே எப்படி இருக்கும் இங்கே எப்படி இருக்கும் எல்லாம் என்ன ஆச்சுன்னா அப்புறம் எண்டட் வித் டயபிட்டிஸ்னா ப்ராப்ளம் பரிணாமே விஷம்னர் அண்ட் சஃபரிங் லைஃப் லாங் அண்ட் கிவன் பெயின் டு பேரண்ட்ஸ் ஆஸ் ஹீஸ் க்ரோயிங் ஆஸ் ஹீஸ் டூயிங் சோ மெனி திங்ஸ் அண்ட் மதர் ஃபாதர் ஆர் க்ரையிங் எவ்ரிடே பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் பிஹேவியர் And wife is also suffering and thinking that I am living so happily and all. And finally he suffers on the bed. Parents, wife, children looking at that person. What you have enjoyed? What you are enjoying now? Is this suffering required for you? And the person says, I don't know. I have done some mistake. Now, pariname visham. Agri amrutam, that is not right. That sukham is what sukham? Agri sukham, amruta sukham, that is a rajasika sukham. Your life long, what you are is important. What you have is not the question. How you lived, how you are living, how much peaceful you are is important. That comes only through religion, spirituality, guru, guidance, values, disciplines. Without values, disciplines, there is no life. Where there are no values, there are no disciplines, and easy going, live happily when you enjoy, when the sun shines, enjoy. That is not life. You may think you are enjoying, but that's a rajasika sukham. It is sense contact born sukham. You can enjoy sense objects, you can enjoy, but that is not the be all and end all. That is not ultimate. Put full stop for that. Say no, stop at some point or other. There must be a limit for that. Otherwise, it is harmful for you. Any sense contact born sukham is always harmful if it is not moderate. That's why Krishna said, Dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshabha. Dharma aviruddha kama, that kama in people which is not against to dharma, that kama I am. If that is against to dharma, that kama, I am not that. Therefore, see that your kama must be always dharmic. That kama is Bhagavan. That kama is Bhagavan only. Because Bhagavan himself said, that dharma aviruddha kama in everyone, I am Arjuna. So retain that kama. We don't say no kama at all, but let it be legitimate, moderate, dharmic. Then you are safe. We don't want rajasika sukham. Not that we don't want to have sense pleasures. But sense pleasures, they have their own limits. What about tamasika sukham?
Yadagrichanubandhecham sukham mohanam atmanaham nidralasya pramadottham tattamasamudahrutam.
That prasajam, one easy understanding word I want to say. Prasadajam means a stress-free mind. Stress-free mind. When there is no stress in the mind, that person is really having sattvika sukham. Now show me which mind is stress-free. Only Atma Jnani's mind is stress-free. Ajnanam irukkara varak, as long as self-ignorance is there, stress, anxiety will continue. Remove your ajnanam, self-ignorance, as soon as possible. This tamasika sukham, that removing ajnanam through jnanam vairagyam, viveka, shamadamadi shatka sampatti dvara, only you can. So, Bhagavan is going to give how to get that sattvika sukham. He is going to give. Next shloka onwards from 42. Now, tamasika sukham is that this person is having mohanam atmanaha. Atmanaha is a reflexive pronoun here. One's own. Whose mind? Atmanaha means his mind is mohanam, deluded. When he is enjoying an object, the mind is totally deluded. He never bother, I am enjoying this object, this person, this thing. Is it legitimate? Is it dharmic? Is it moderately I am enjoying? Mind cannot think because it is deluded. Mohanam, whose mind is deluded. Agre anubandhe chaya. In the beginning and in the end also, upabhoga anantaram. Upabhoga arambhe, upabhoga anantaram. As I am enjoying, that time also mind is deluded. At the end also, deluded, because what sukham I have enjoyed, what is that sukham, is good or bad, it's right or wrong also, mind cannot think. That state of mind. Upabhoga anantaram api dukham, upabhoga kale api dukham, upabhoga kale api mohanam, deluded mind, thinking that it is happy, happy, I am enjoying. Actually that is called because of Brahma. Because of Brahma, person is really a drug addicted person. When alcohol is going inside, it is creating lot of problems in the body, each and every cell of the body. That is really doing harm at that time, upabhoga kale. Smoking, while that taking smoking time itself is really, there is a dukkham going on inside. But his mind is not able to recognize that I am undergoing a lot of dangerous situation is happening in my body, mind, he do not know. Because mind is totally deluded. That is called Atmanaha, Mohanam. Agre Ante Che. Agre in the beginning, Anubandhe. Anubandha means here, in the end. Upabhoga Anantaram. How this delusion has come in the mind? Why this Sukha is, he is feeling Sukha? Because of Nidra, because of Alasya, because of pramada, because of always sleepy or sleeping person, nidra. Most of that, and the tamasic nature is high ratio. T, R, yes, nam kanak, sattvika, yes, R, T. Rajasika Sukham, R-S-T or R-T-S. This Tamasika Sukham, T-R-S. Tamoguna is in first rank. Then Rajoguna is in second rank. Sattvaguna is in third rank. Tritiya Sthanam, Tamoguna, Nidra, sleep, Alasya, laziness, and Pramada, negligence, carelessness. I don't care, you know, either style. I don't care, I don't bother. In the I don't bother, I don't care, these two words, we have to remove from the dictionary. However much you create a rich wise or knowledge wise, lifelong I bother, I care. Never say I don't care, I don't bother. These words are always unhealthy words. Even verbally or mentally also, they should not come from any one's mouths. It's not good. I am concerned, I bother means what? Bother means don't take in a negative sense. Bothering means what? I am concerned, I look after that. I should not be cause for anyone's pain. As much as possible, I will not become the cause of giving pain to anyone at any time, at any place, as much as possible. I will try my best. Lifelong, not one day or 2 days, lifelong. But no one should know this. We should not. I am bearing you. You yourself do not know that you are bothering, you are caring, you are very concerned about. You need not tell others, you need not even remember. It has to become so spontaneous in your personality. It should not appear as though second personality differently to show others. It has to go into your blood. It has to soak into your mind totally. You and that personality should not be different. Very, very important, if you work on that, really you make your life so meaningful. Not for others' sake, for our own sake. Pramadam, negligence should not be there. In anything, when you are handling things, when you are talking with others, look at them, talk in front of them boldly, say, no split personality, no negligence, no carelessness, no sleep. If these three are there, tamoguna anartha, tamasic person. He enjoys, but tamasic sukham he enjoys. That is not good. We don't want tamasic sukham, we don't want rajasic sukham. That the tamasic, rajasic also, I have used the word sukham. You want such a sukham? Ha, sukhandane. Sukhanda. Analum. What is there before? Rajasik, tamasik. That's why I don't want that sukham. For that you have to sacrifice so many things. If you don't want that type of sukham, you have to sacrifice so many things in your life. Adhikada shunna, sattvika sukham is that agre vishamiva. And the vairagyam, ellathu vida vidanum. Patru vidanum. Patru vidanum. Patraga patratran. Catch to detach. Family you catch, for what? To detach. That like a train, engine. Attach. After reaching destination, detach. Family, husband, children, wife, father, mother, all are attached. One day the time comes, detach. It is good also to detach. Always it is connected. It is not good. Detach in the sense, not physically I am telling. You need not go away from your family. Mentally detach. Work for your spiritual upliftment. Next shloka. So three types of sukhams over. All are sukham only. Swamini, mood sukham dhane, edo one irkatam enna. If you are a spiritual seeker, you want to get moksha, atma jnana, vote for sattvika sukham. Vote for sattvika sukham. Arjuna, now listen. Very important sloka, 40th sloka.
Natadasti prithivyam vam. Devi deveshu va punaham. Sattvam prakriti jair muktam. Yadebhisyatribhirgunaihim.
In this entire universe, every person, every object is made out of three gunas. Tribhir gunaihi. Prakriti jaihi. They are all born out of prakriti. Prakriti means sattva, rajas, tamo, gunatmika, maya or prakriti. We can take it as svabhava. Because of janma, janmas, samskara, the prakriti, rajoguna, tamoguna, sattvaguna, we all are carrying our svabhava from janmas and janmas. All of us are having one mutai. In the mutai, svabhava, nature, we are all carrying. That svabhava is consisting of three gunas, sattva, rajas, tamogunas. Arjuna, there is no single object in this universe, either human beings or any beings or even devatas, divi deveshu, even manushya loka, he says, prithivyamva divi deveshuva, either in this world, manushya loka, prithivyam, on this earth, or above lokas, divi deveshu, heavenly lokas of those devatas, everywhere, everything is made out of these three gunas. No entity is available without three gunas. Then how to come out of these three gunas? You can come out through jnana asi. Asi means knife, sword. Through knowledge sword, you can become a gunatita. There is nothing in this world which is free from. Muktam. Mukta means free from. Sattvam means second line, first word. Sattvam means beings. Objects, inert and sentient objects. Inert beings. Inert beings. Sentient beings, inert objects. That is called sattvam here. We can take any entity in this world. Stone and all, the fully tamasic. Microorganisms, they are all little bit, they have sattva, rajas, tamas. But tamas predominant. You come to animals, sattva guna also is there. In some animals, rajoguna, tamoguna is predominant. But in some animals, sattva guna is predominant. Parrot, you see, so intelligent. Chimpanzee, close to us, very intelligent. We the human beings are highly sattvic. We the human beings, sattvic, we are more refined. Further you have to refine. Imagine where from we are traveling. Tamoguna, basic tamoguna. In the desk is full of tamoguna. Bench is full of tamoguna. It is also having. Sattvaguna is almost unmanifesting. In birds and animals, sattvaguna is there but very, very feeble. But in human beings, sattvaguna is little bit predominant. Jnani is one who goes beyond these three gunas. For that, I will give a design, a practice, Arjuna. Next class you come, I will tell you how to become a gunatita.
Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi harihi om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha harihi om.